Brewers 360 is sponsored today by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop. And on the line is the godfather of Racine, Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, guys. Love the intro, as always. I'm not picking up cannolis right now, but I am at the grocery store ready to pick up some stuff.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Hey, my friend, you're not on the West Coast, huh? We didn't wake you up early.
No. I'm back home here. Get a week off or so, yeah.
All right, well, let's take us through the sweep against the Padres, and let's move on to the Dodgers. The Brewers really had an opportunity to at least get one and salvage that last game of the series. Some amazing defense, but also some blunders led to a 4-3 loss in 11, and then a closed-door meeting with the manager after. You've been in one of those where the manager says, hey, nobody's going anywhere. We're going to talk this out.
Yeah, and it was necessary to do, I think, because I got to imagine, I'm just speculating here, that the team is probably feeling a little bit of pressure, right? I mean, you're looking in your rearview mirror. You're not human if you don't, and you're watching those Chicago Cubs play exceptionally good baseball right now. They're doing really everything. And so, and then you have to go ahead and face the LA Dodgers now for four games on the road in LA. So tough, but at the same time, Murph just continually preaches the idea of don't let your attention get divided. Okay, so what does that mean? That means if you focus on all the external things going on around you, you see that lead in the NL Central dwindling down to now three games, then what are you guys, as players, what are you going to do, just start to panic? I mean, that's really the last thing you want to do, is to start getting your attention divided by the things that are going on around you. And even personally, on a personal level, if you're a player and you're struggling and you know that you just didn't come up with a big ground ball, or you struck out with runners on second and third, could have got the run in with the, you know, with only one out, you really even have to just eliminate that from your brain. It is so hard to do. That's why baseball is such a mental grind, because it's every day and you're dealing with these kinds of things. You're dealing with so much failure that you have to try and continue to focus on what you can control. It's a lot like life in that way, right? So it's really difficult. And that's the message of Pat Murphy.
Boy, meetings, though, can be dangerous, can't they, Vin? Because then you have the unfortunate outcome of what if it didn't work and you lose two more in a row, and then what, you have another meeting?
Well, you know, yes. I mean, that is the day. That's where Murph has such a good feel for these things, because I remember last year they had a couple of meetings in Cleveland, and they were really struggling. This is a year ago in 2025, and the team turned it around after that. And I'm not saying it's because of these meetings, but at the same time, he does really have a good feel and a good pulse for how to message these things to the guys in order to not play better, but again, just with that message of focusing on what you can control. And that does need to be said sometimes, certainly in this really hectic time of the year. What is there, 41 games left, and again, you are looking at a pretty big collapse if they don't win that NL Central and the Cubs overtake them. But again, that's not what you can focus on whatsoever. So just control what you can control. And Murph does have a good way of messaging that to get the guys focused back on that.
Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino is with us. While you were talking, Vinny, I was doing the math myself. Yes, 41 games left. Dude, that's a lot of baseball. And you can't win the World Series this week here in August. Mm-hmm. So point well taken. And managers know some teams need to be yelled at. If you want to go back to Bull Durham, you know, you need to get scare them, right? You need to have a guy kicking garbage cans and throwing bats
in the showers.
Right, and doing that. Yeah. Some teams, I feel like this team, when they err on putting pressure on themselves, it's because they're trying too hard, right? They got these young guys and they want it so badly, and that can work in the adverse as well.
Yeah, the reason why they're really good is also the reason why they struggle at times, is because they do really want it really, really badly. So some of these other teams that you look around the league, and the Padres are actually a good example of this. You saw them earlier in the year. It almost looked like they were completely dead, didn't want to play with a bunch of superstars making huge money. And I think that you can bury yourself in a season if you play like that for too long, and the Padres almost did. Now all of a sudden those big bats and those superstars are starting to hit. And so they almost are the opposite, where it doesn't feel like they really want it that bad, and all of a sudden they're playing great. So the Brewers have to find somehow, some way to kind of relax and just play their game.
How much more fun when you're a professional athlete, you're getting paid to play the game. How much more fun is winning than losing?
Oh, my goodness. It is so much fun. Oh, my goodness. It is so much. Because you can't, and plus, because those guys care so much, and the city and state cares so much. The state is so much behind this team, and so they feel that. And so that's why the winning culture of the Milwaukee Brewers is so much fun for the players and the fans.
The Godfather of Racine, live with us this morning. Vinny Rotino. Good to catch up, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Brewers and Dodgers, got to stay up late for this one. A 9:10 first pitch tonight.